Oh, my breath.
I shouldn't have ran. I should have walked to my car.
My nigga Doc in a spot with the bitches pulling bitches.
That's what I do.
It is.
That's what. So all
that's
he does.
How I operate.
Is pull bitches.
Hey, there's about like white women around.
We're live.
I'm letting you know right
we're
now.
Live?
I'm gonna put that line on the song.
I'm the host, Dr. Gavarga. Here we are with Swoo the Don. Say hello, Swoo.
Swoo the Don, young Don in the building.
And then we got Rockstar Ryan.
What up, Rockstar Ryan? Here. Ow, 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 ow! Go Raiders!
I'm in Joker Yan. Man, this is so high, man. His nickname is Dumbo. That's how high he is.
Dude, we're all a little fucked up today. It's a special Sunday, November 3rd. Welcome to the show.
Pod of November.
Jump right into sports. You came from a bar just now, Doc?
Yeah, I was at the Browns bar.
It's lit.
Oh. Copper Keg West.
They're losing to the Broncos, right?
Yeah, they just lost to the Broncos. I'm glad
it's over. They lost to the Broncos.
I told them that, and I'm like, wow. Man, y'all losing to a third-string quarterback on Denver.
Damn.
Joe Flacco's not even playing.
Damn.
Like, we got, I owe Kyle about $100.
Wow.
That fast.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I said, oh, Browns are going to go 10-6 and make the playoffs.
That fast.
What the heck? Man, how much weed or alcohol was on when I said that? Come on, man.
What else did you see?
You bought the bar, Doc?
I took over the bar.
Ooh. Did you see your Colts?
Lost by two, bro.
Yeah, you saw that game?
It was a good-ass game.
Good-ass game.
Yeah, man.
Colts lost to the Steelers by two.
I'm just hoping my guy ain't too injured, man. He got to come back. We need him.
Yep.
We need him.
Yeah, you need Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, bro.
Like, I texted you. I'm like, man, I love that dude, but, like, I hope he's not hurt too bad.
Yeah, man. He's been doing real good. He's been doing real good. He took up for Luck.
Patriots the only undefeated team still, or is there another one?
49ers.
49ers are undefeated.
But
wow.
The Patriots play at 5 p.m. tonight.
That's right.
Against the Ravens, 5:20.
That's a game. There we go. Raiders-Patriots.
No, Ravens.
Ravens, I mean. Ravens. Yeah. I just have Raiders on the brain.
Yeah,
good shit. Raiders won again today. That makes them 4-4.
And we had Tank Bowl, too.
They going decent.
Tank Bowl!
The Jets beat the Dolphins.
Dolphins beat the Jets.
Uh-oh.
Much to my shock.
Dolphins' first win.
18.
Dolphins' first win of the year.
Wow.
How the hell did Dolphins win a damn game with that bum-ass team? They had nothing but, man, they were. That's like the biggest bunch of bums in the NFL. Oh, wait. I forgot about Cincinnati. He was the last winless team. With Andy Dalton, who they benched.
Cincinnati doesn't have a win, right?
Other than A.J. Green.
Why did they bench Andy Dalton?
Because they ain't winning games with him. But then again, they haven't realized yet. Number one, here's why you're not winning. Andy Dalton's problem. Andy Dalton's ranked fourth in the league in passing yards. He's ranked fourth in the league. He's 1 yard ahead of Tom Brady, okay?
Shut up.
That's the damn truth. I looked it up last week.
Wow.
Now, here's what's going on. They scapegoating him for the fact that, number one, they have no run offense. Because Mixon is a bum.
Bum.
He's basically like a backup, and they got him as a starter. That's number one. Number two, your defense is a joke. And number three, your only good players are A.J. Green and Andy Dalton, and you don't have either one of them.
So
and
that
then
was
you're
it.
Blaming Andy Dalton for your problems. Why don't you look at your damn organization and you know what the hell they be doing?
Wow, church.
That's what you should be doing. Come on, man. Get woke, Cincinnati.
Tell them, doctor.
WKRP. Where's Venus?
That's a doctor
up,
prescription.
Doc.
That's
Come
a
on,
prescription
man.
From the
Wake
doctor.
Him up, doc.
I want a prescription. I want a prescription for, like, hot women.
Okay,
like
so
my friend,
let's
my
see.
Friend
who,
Brianne, who's listening right now. Hi, Brianne.
I just hope you're not on that Kanye West.
Oh, hell no. I don't even like him either.
This is the
trade. He's not all religious and stuff. No
this man. Week is the trade deadline, too.
Oh,
so
wait,
this
the Bengals need to trade their entire team. So do the Browns. The entire state of Ohio needs to, like, go to Ohio State University, you know what I mean?
Okay, so who's really good and has a chance? They're looking like Niners, Chiefs, Patriots, Cowboys, maybe Packers.
Not Cowboys.
Not the Cowboys.
They
trash.
I'm going to say
Chiefs.
I'm going to say four things. Chiefs, Saints,
Patriots, Packers,
49ers. That's it.
Wait, say it again? Wait, is that in order?
If you're a legitimate team, you're not losing to the Chargers with... That's true.
Chargers have a fake home field advantage, too. They don't even cheer for them there.
Yeah, right. Of course, they got nothing but Packers fans.
They just call them the San Diego Chargers in the podcast. Hella disrespectful.
Hey, Packers defense going crazy right now.
Oh, they're going crazy right giving up yards to the Chargers today. Come on, man.
They got
beat by the San Diego bums.
Their defense is good, though.
The only thing good about the Chargers is They remind me of like wanting to charge up my phone. That's it. That's the only good thing with them.
Hey, that's hilarious.
What do you all think about like a Aqib Talib being traded to the Dolphins?
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
They still gonna suck.
It's irrelevant.
They're still bums.
Still bums. Poor Talib Khalid. That's all I gotta say.
And speaking of the Dolphins, they traded Kenyon Drake, their number one running back, to the Cardinals. What do y'all think about that?
Cardinals irrelevant.
Cardinals always been known for having good running backs, though.
Not recently, but although I'm going to the Cardinals Browns game on December 15th.
No way.
That'll be my one game, the one week I'm not over here.
Where is that?
Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
I was about to say Tempe, but Tempe is where the baseball stadium's at.
Okay. Glendale, Arizona.
And bro, my Phoenix Suns, who injured Steph Curry's hand. Like, I was telling them at the bar, like, man, the Phoenix Suns, I can't call them the bums anymore. They actually won the games.
Yeah.
We got no scrubs on the team. We got nothing but homeless people. We got scrubs. We got dudes who be, like, pushing shopping carts at CVS.
That was a fucked up injury,
that ain't happening anymore.
What do you think about Steph Curry breaking his hand?
We got a 4-2 record, and we're playing the Philadelphia 76ers tonight, and they're 5-0. We're 4-2. If we win that game, I'm like, oh my goodness.
They're not
actually got a team for once.
They're not about to win.
Yeah, we ain't going to win nothing.
Hell no.
You watch the Lakers at all?
I love LeBron James. Best
fucking
player in the world.
Kill.
The best
player
in the world.
Go.
LeBron James.
Fucking
my
go.
Favorite player. Hey, what do you think about this? The Broncos with Joe Flacco, who's on injury reserve with a neck injury.
Average Joe.
Beat the Cleveland Browns.
Average Joe Flacco.
I'm going to owe our producer $100 just because Freddie Kitchens and Baker Mayfield don't know what the hell they're doing.
Damn.
I'll say this much.
Damn.
They don't know what they're doing, but I got to give props to Nick Chubb. He is their only hope. Running back Nick Chubb, that dude is legit. I ain't playing. Nick Chubb is legit. Screw the rest of them clowns other than Odell Beckham.
That's it.
Those are the only two that ain't clowns.
So, are we we're officially past midway, right?
Yes,
we're like really judging teams now, right? We're past that.
How long we got to the playoffs? Like what? Another
6
month?
Weeks.
6
weeks.
Okay, 6 weeks, yeah. Month and a half.
7 weeks at the moment. 7 weeks, something like that.
It's almost time. I just hope the Colts make the playoffs, baby.
I hope so,
too. It's looking good.
It's looking good.
Except for today with
that fucking loss to the Steelers.
That kind of got me worried, man, because I like Brissett. That's why I was texting you about it. I love Brissett. I was texting Smooth It On. For anybody whose nickname is Sir William and thinks that the doctors are racist, I was tweeting the African-American co-host during the games. I mean, sorry, I had to clear my throat there.
Shout out Maticus.
All right, we got a shout out the Raiders.
Shout out the Raiders for pulling out that W.
You on live right now, Rockstar?
Instagram live. Yeah.
Oh, you Insta live. You can't just say live for Insta live. You got to say Insta live.
Insta live. Shout out Insta live.
We like all the femininas too. And speaking of femininas, what do y'all think about this Joel Embiid versus Cole Anthony Towns fight? Was that a fight or a snuggle fest? Because everyone
don't play. No, I like it.
Joel Embiid was trying to attack his face like a lion in the wild.
Man, that's a snuggle fest, man. They weren't no punches thrown. They were hugging each other.
He was swinging at him with open hands.
You know
like
what?
A fucking
bear.
Open hands.
Let me ask you guys.
Open hands, all right. Open hands and hugging him like he's want to embrace him under the moonlight.
Let me ask you guys a question. And for real, I mean it. Real answer.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever got into a real fight
with
a real friend?
A real friend?
A real fight with a real friend.
Yeah. You know, I have. Man, you heard the audio of it on the podcast, man. The King's Car Talk number 1119 or whatever it was.
Okay.
I'm a demon. I'm going to kill you.
It happens in a moment of escalation.
That's true.
And you don't really want to punch the guy in the face. You don't want to hurt him, but you want to attack.
They didn't want to hurt each other.
So it was just an escalation of two guys, hella competitive, talking shit, and it escalated. But they didn't want to punch each other.
No.
They wanted to wrestle. That's how friends fight.
Nah.
That's how I see it.
They was
like,
if you gonna fight in front of the whole world, you might as well fight. You know what I mean? Yeah,
you
know I mean,
like NWO versus.
Has it already come out? Are they suspended and shit, or did they get a slap on the wrist?
Two games,
little slap.
Okay,
cool. What's the fine? Ain't they getting fined though?
Nothing fine.
Oh wow, that's even better.
This 2019.
Go for it, homie.
Hey, that's lit. When they start not finding motherfuckers.
Dude, what are some of your favorite finds? I got a couple off the top of my head. Ready? Dude, here they come. What do you got?
The cursing find.
What are you doing?
I'm going to take you to my house. Take me to your house. That's what I'm doing.
What are we
this
hearing?
Is what happened, this is what happened when the doctor had to deal with what we just got through talking about. We got to bring up the sound clip. The sound clips again. We got the mumbling.
We got the mumbling.
I'm going to tell you my... I leave where I'm going to yep. And this shit is like... I cannot tell you this shit.
Mind you, that's right before he tells me he wants to kill me, but I know what you're saying, because that reminded me of that King's Car Talk episode 114.
Bro, how many...
audio of somebody wanted to tell me they want to kill me, and I'm trying to get this mofo
how many
out of my
times
car.
He tell you he's going to kill you? Have you counted?
Yeah, he said it's... we got audio of it on here. It's like a 42-minute audio
get
session.
Get a counter.
On there somewhere.
But he's saying he's going to kill you the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, you got to get a counter.
Times,
counter
times,
on the kill count.
On there.
Five times?
At least, minimum.
Damn.
And that, no,
he really
want
to kill you,
Doc. Either, because
he really wants you, Doc.
Everyone wants me.
No,
but you all my hot women friends who listen, like BB.
Shout out BB.
Shout out BB. Bro, like I said, I'm putting that line in the song, bro.
Oh my god, man.
My nigga Doc in the spot pulling bitches while he with bitches.
Yeah, I'm in the spot, right? The G spot. Oh, speaking of that, I was at a house party last night, right?
How'd it go?
I was at one of Ryan's house parties.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of weird, man. I was the only single straight dude there. There was nothing but gay people around there. There was like two lesbian couples.
Yeah.
One of them, including my best friend, I'll be the best man at her lesbian wedding. And then there was like a bunch of gay dudes. And like one was like rubbing on my leg and stuff. I'm like,
oh,
man,
fuck.
I need to go to like these gay bars and just like sit down and like have them like buy me drinks and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn, he's rubbing on your leg, Doc.
The dude was rubbing on my leg. He's over there.
Like how was your?
Of course, I'm making everybody laugh.
How was your guys' Halloween?
Oh, it was boring as hell. I was watching horror movies. Every
oh,
shut
yeah, bro. I did the same thing. Me and my girl just bought a bunch of candy and fucking.
At least you got a girl, man. I ain't got nothing.
Watch scary movies all night.
Are you kidding? I had like one of the most fun Halloweens ever.
What
did
you do, man?
What you do?
Well, I didn't plan anything. That almost made it even more fun too. I didn't even have a costume. Okay. But I had a bunch of shit laying around I knew I could use. You know, I had mask.
Easy.
Hair color, face paint.
The sheet with the eyes cut out.
My friends had fake blood, so we just went to town.
We got Tony Rocker Horror over here from Pulp Fiction.
I just went to party hopping, ran into people with fucking cocaine, ran into people with ecstasy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your Snapchat, man. This dude over here loves the cocaine, man.
I love cocaine. It's true.
I snorted it on one of your Snapchats, so I'm bringing it up. I never done it before.
You've never done cocaine?
Nah, I never done cocaine.
You've never done cocaine either?
That ain't my thing.
Oh my
man.
God, are you serious?
Like, seriously, like, y'all like the weed? I like the edibles.
I smoke gas.
Well, mainly because, like, I like smoked it, like, once or twice, and they, like, didn't do anything.
On top of that,
I don't like the taste
of my never,
apple.
You've never done cocaine?
Nah. I don't even like stuff up my nose.
Wow. Try it before you die.
He said try it.
Yeah,
before you die.
Highly recommend.
Like, try it.
Dude, I'll get some. We'll do it on the show for the first time.
Oh my god, I know.
Just do one line.
No,
and see how fucking good it makes you feel for 15 minutes.
I already got too much energy, fool.
Yo, Rockstar writer heard like try it. I'm like, man, that's
like okay. Look, of course, just like every other drug, everyone reacts to it a little different. But I don't feel like. Cocaine is never, well, not never. Cocaine typically, 9 out of 10 times, does not make anybody run around. It'll make you talk a lot, blab a lot.
I don't need cocaine to do all this. Everything you talking like yourself on cocaine. I'm like, that's like my normal day.
Oh, it's euphoric. You got to try it to know what I'm talking about.
It's euphoric.
It's 15 minutes of euphoria. And then as soon as the 15 minutes is up, all you can think about is doing another one of those fucking lines.
You've been singing like Logan's Run and like in like the nightclub or whatever. And it's like the lights and stuff going on and like trying to like escape from the sand.
I've done shrooms. I've done LSD, but I've never done cocaine.
You did LSD? I feel like that's way gnarlier.
Way gnarlier.
But nah, I never did no cocaine. I probably won't.
Well, speaking of the things that make you want to do cocaine, what do y'all think about the Nationals winning their first World Series?
Good for them. No
Capitals. Even worse. Oh, I saw this on ESPN. Odell Beckham Jr. wore Joker cleats to the game for Joker Yan.
He loves Joker. He always has. And he used to have that shit on his face mask and gloves.
And speaking of craziness, speaking of things that make you want to do cocaine, segue right there.
Nice segue.
What do you think about Steph Curry being out injured 3 months with a broken hand thanks to my Phoenix Suns, the most underrated team in the history of basketball?
Yeah, I think it's great for the Warriors.
I want to see a game in Phoenix, man. I want to go see a Suns game.
It's great for the Warriors. They ain't doing nothing.
To a Suns game.
Let Steph sit out the season. Let Klay sit out the season. Let these new guys learn, lose, get another good pick, rebuild. Do it in the future.
Steph Curry is setting records.
It ain't their year no matter what.
Son, he should have watched where the fuck he was falling. He just falling ass first.
He was falling quicker than Swoo after some...
No eyes
it's
on the
prize. It's on you, Steph. This one's on you, Steph.
He ruined Steph's 2019 career.
Oh, my goodness. What do y'all think about Anthony Davis's 40-20 game? That didn't happen since, like, the 90s.
Shit's historic. Yeah,
Joker Yan is a Lakers fan. That's
fucking monster.
I bleed purple and gold. Dude, when Anthony got the 40-20, in that game that no one is talking about?
What did he do? Blocked 5 shots?
Drained 28 free throws.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Which is an NBA record. That is more impressive than the 40-20.
That was a Lakers game, man. That was a meme.
Oh, you're
my
sick,
friend,
dude. That's so sick. I love that Lakers shirt you got on in that picture.
Man,
he's wearing an awesome, the Lakers shirts that are yellow. And just say the word Lakers.
One of my two or three best friends. I love her.
That's
man.
Really
she's
sick.
She's the one
I love her, too. Trust me.
For real?
Yeah, I love this chick, man. She, like, literally had my back, like... Even before that, man.
Vegas shooting survivor, lifesaver.
I had her on the show once, like, to talk about what happened.
Shout out,
Ashley. After the shooting. And the week before, too, because we were talking about Life is Beautiful. Like, she brought, like, her it was, like, her and her friend who was, like, all glittery.
Yeah.
And we were, like, making fun of the glitter the entire time. Like, man, I haven't seen that much glitter since I went to this crazy horse tree, you know?
There's some guy getting a tattoo. There's a guy getting a tattoo upstairs. And he's not smoky.
That's smoky. It's not smoky.
That's so funny. Bro. I even said it before he said that. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That's
we're
so clean.
Each other over here. Ray, what do y'all think
about... Do you remember Smokey, bro?
Hey, what do you all think about LeBron versus Luka Doncic when they both had triple-doubles? In the
fucking...
Lakers
that game was sick, dude.
That was one of the best basketball games I've seen in my life.
Bro. Lakers had a terrible first quarter, but other than that, what a great game.
Great game.
No, awesome.
Luka's up and coming. He's a bad MF.
Speaking
of bad MF,
he's a bad
Nate Diaz.
Who'd have thought
they stopped the fight?
Yeah, so the BMF title, bro.
BMF title.
Bad motherfucking
he
title.
Cut his eye so big they stopped the fight. Love Maldov.
Hopefully that's not the only thing his that's big.
Can't say I love him. I don't know his name.
Damn.
I got jokes with
Jesus.
Him. Boom, 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 boom.
VGK. You've been to a game yet this year, Doc?
I went to one game, but I want to go to a few more.
Yeah, me too.
Some of my female friends want to go, and I might take them for their birthdays, maybe.
You know what? I hate to say it, but I'm just going to say it. It's true. Fuck it. Take it for what it is. But VGK is a girls' team.
Why do you say that?
Some teams are girls' teams. The Chargers are a girls' team. The Packers are a girls' team. The Vegas Golden Knights are a girls' team.
The highlights I've been seeing.
I got to analyze this.
Motherfuckers been getting their ass whipped by the Vegas
Golden Knights. Well, I'll say this, but number one, we're playing like a girls' team with how bad we've been choking this week and losing with two goals.
Women hate our show.
That's number one. Number two. Okay, they got.
This
90.
Is a match.
Okay, I'll
show.
Say this one.
Wait.
They're dressed up in full armor. They look like Magneto from the X-Men in the Marvel comics. How's that a girls' team? Are they wearing pink or something? Are they pinker than a clitoris?
He
or
just
something?
Said some fucked up shit.
Girls hate us.
Come on, man.
He just said women hate our show.
No, I'm trying to. I wonder why he's. What's a girls' team? That's wrong. Like, why is it a girls' team, Ryan? Explain this. I don't need to analyze this because we got knights.
Women.
That's a manly thing.
Do not
being in armor, like samurai
fan.
Stuff. You know what I mean?
Women do not have a fanatic towards sports as men generally do.
Except for those hot dudes on the team, like Brett Favre. That's why they got so many Packers fans.
Men's sports dominate female sports from ratings to watching to their demographic.
Are you saying
and
Brett
beyond.
Favre is hot, Doc?
No, what I'm saying is women just think he was in the 90s. That's why you have so many female Packers fans in their 30s and 40s. I ain't lying. Most of my female friends are Packers fans. Like, at least I know at least four so, of them because of Brett Favre.
Exactly.
The epitome of this is...
Or even worse,
Packers
Aaron
are girls
Rodgers,
too.
Who lost to the Chargers today because he's a bum.
Wait. See, before what? We talk about that, we already
we got
talking about...
Mr. Moon and us over there.
We already talking about women moon. Hating our show.
I see the bad moon rising.
Hey, we already talking about women hating our show, fam. I don't want the women to hate our show. Females out there, we love y'all.
Wait, to make the women not hate our show, let's say why we love women. Let's do this.
Okay.
Why do y'all love women?
You can't. That's not a...
We're digging our own grave. You hear that?
You can't just...
They be hot?
Oh, no, I can't give an answer to that because it's different. Every girl different, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
You can't fall in love with the same thing about the same girl every time you meet her. It don't even make sense.
You're right about that, because any dude does that as an idiot, you know what I mean? Put it that way. Because, damn. If you fall for the same thing over and over again, man, you deserve to be on Jerry Springer.
Hey, so what made you say that, bro? The fact that we never talk about shit like that on here?
No, it was the... sexist as fuck comment that was
what sexist
being
comment?
Made.
Explain this. I want to hear your explanation.
What's awesome is it's recorded and we can listen to the playback, but I remember the first thing that came out was like, we're playing like women, which first of all, right off the bat, means you're insinuating that women equal bad. And I laughed and scoffed at that way that you started this sentence.
Here's why I said that, though. Okay.
Makes sense.
Who do we got? We got Ryan Reeves. Isn't that the baddest mofo in hockey as far as fighting goes?
I've been seeing a whoop niggas ass.
Let's show some damn backbone.
I've been seeing a whoop niggas ass.
Like, seriously, let's show some backbone.
And now you just said show some man backbone, which would mean that men equal strong.
No, he said show some backbone.
What I'm saying is this. Let me explain.
And it's recorded.
Okay, I know it is. But let me explain this to a way you're going to understand, okay?
I can't wait.
We're playing like a female who just saw a cockroach or a rat and is running to stand on a chair.
Oh my God, we're digging a grave.
Instead of Ryan Reeves beating the crap out of somebody on the Sharks, the Kings, the Ducks, the Coyotes, or any other team that's in our division.
The Coyotes.
Start playing like fighters. Start playing like a scared person, not just female, but there's some males that are scared of rats and cockroaches too, because I seen that in high school.
I think they
when
a
rat ran into my classroom and some big dude on the wrestling team is standing on a chair, shaking, scared for his life because a mouse ran into the classroom. Get some backbone.
I think they playing scared because of the refs.
We just got Stone and Reeves.
I think they playing scared because of the refs, bro.
Come on, man.
The refs are calling everything this year, for sure.
Oh, that's how the Browns keep losing.
Yeah.
I was at the bar. We were yelling about it at the bar.
Do you think there's a way to ever truly solve an official issue?
Yeah, replace
anything.
The refs.
Like, any way, is there any way to make holding perfect, pass interference perfect? Is there any way to make strikes and balls perfect? Like, can any of this be perfected?
If you can watch that shit in slow motion on rewind and fast forward on HD, yes, you should be able to make the right call.
So I think, why don't they just...
Sports or Pornhub?
Oh my God.
I got jokes to say. Continue.
Great one.
Intellectual discussion over here that I'm interjecting with. But yeah, we do need an instant replay. I agree with that. In all sports, every sport...
I feel like they use it and still call some bullshit.
I know. I've heard that there's a like a computer. There's a machine that can call the strikes and balls that they want to implement into baseball. But the old heads don't want it. They like the umpire shit.
I don't want that either.
Well, it would be perfect calling strikes and balls.
My whole position.
But don't you want the calls to be perfect?
I agree with that.
Or do you not want them to
who's
be perfect? If we don't
say,
want the calls to be perfect, then how can we get mad at officiating ever
say,
anyway?
Because who's to say that the machine is going to be perfect?
The Terminator.
It can be statistically proven.
No.
It's
reading. How can it be statistically proven? How can it be?
From reading where the ball would go.
From Great Sports Almanac?
From Great Sports Almanac.
But how can a machine read where the ball gonna go?
Because it
it's
can.
Like Moneyball,
so would another machine be pitching?
No.
See, that's what
when
I'm saying.
When a ball when a ball passes through a strike zone, they show you on TV, here's where the ball went, right? And you see it. They outline it. They're talking about letting that type of program call the strikes and balls.
And that's how the Terminator starts.
So you can prove it by going back and looking and seeing, yes, this is where the ball went. Was it in the strike zone or not? So, yeah.
But
it's perfect.
They already doing that. And they just don't be doing it right.
What do you mean they're already doing it?
They already looking back.
We
don't need the machines.
But they're still calling it live, and you go back and you look at the footage, and the umpires call strikes and balls wrong.
That's going to be weak.
Man, so we can have, like, robots calling the plays?
Right.
Come
robots
on,
taking
yes,
over.
Yes, but that means...
Robots.
Well, okay.
Umpire bots, you know what I mean?
That's how I started. I started it.
Terminator starts taking over, like a Skynet.
Very funny. I started it by saying, if we could make a call perfect... And we got into, here's a way to do it. And it was immediately turned into, no, I don't like it. So I'm saying, isn't that counteractive? Isn't that counterintuitive?
Counterproductive.
It
is,
would be,
we're asking
you just asked for something,
something.
I offered a solution, and now we don't like it. Do we not like it perfect? Then why do we say anything at all?
Because it's
we're
fun.
Idiots. And that's why machines are going to kill us all and become the Matrix. And speaking of, like, stupidity and things that we need to debate that relates to this topic, what do you think about the NCAA permitting athletes to be compensated for names, images, and likenesses? What do y'all think opinion about that?
I like it.
Yeah, you should get paid for who you are.
Get paid and get laid.
Some people hella hate it.
That's stupid, though. They do so much.
How come some people are on the sides of not liking it? What is there the argument to have for not liking the kids getting paid?
They deserve it. They pack out those arenas,
bro. It's mostly because of, like, they're not, like, on, like, professional teams. And they're still, like, they're, like, amateur athletes.
Yeah, that sounds like a terrible argument. I'm like, okay, so you should not be paid. Why?
That's the best explanation I got going by what they're saying.
It would be like if I made a song and I made a bunch of money and someone's like, you can't have that money. You need to, like, sell that song to a record company first. I'd be like, why?
Shit, that's what's going on.
Shit. Why do I need that other step?
That's what's going on.
Why do I need that other step?
That's crazy.
Step. Speaking of steps, man.
They're just hella mad that we're figuring it out. With social media and stuff, they can't stop. You can build your own brand.
Right. But no, they deserve it, bro.
They deserve it.
They pack out the stadiums.
They deserve it. They deserve it.
Where's the money going anyways?
We packing to the NCAA.
We packing out the stadiums.
To the conglomerate.
Yeah. With hella high price tickets. They sell video games with the fucking kids on them. They sell commercials with the kids on them.
I'm hitting
And they don't get
winners.
No money.
I'm
give
hitting
us some
game
money.
Winners.
Give us some money.
How can you not like the idea? I say give
it's
us some crazy. Money.
Speaking of people getting money, man, Cain Velasquez fought bronze.
Tell me
bronze
what happened. Bronze. I know nothing about it. I'm excited. Wait, build it up and tell me good.
All right. I was watching WWE Crown Jewel from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
King Abdullah Stadium as part of the Saudi 20 for 30 or whatever. Athletic promotions. And the opening match on the show was Brock Lesnar against Cain Velasquez.
Wow. In a wrestling match.
And it lasted 2 minutes.
What?
And Velasquez was beating him up, right? He got Lesnar on his back. Lesnar grabs him, put him in a Kimura lock, and tapped him out.
In a Kimura?
Yes.
Where you twist the arm back?
Yes, he was twisting the arm back. It was like this. It was like...
Like a UFC fight.
He cheated.
I wanted to see wrestling.
He cheated.
I wanted to see...
There was wrestling, though, after the match.
Okay.
Because it all started because Brock Lesnar
beat
Rey Mysterio Jr. and his son Dominic on Monday Night Raw a few weeks back.
Oh my God.
So Rey Mysterio is getting pissed off because Brock Lesnar won't let go of the hold, right?
Oh, shit.
He comes over the chair, hits Lesnar with it. Lesnar just stands up, beats the shit out of him.
Wow.
Grabs a chair, beats them both up with a chair.
Wow.
Rey Mysterio gets the chair back, beats him up, scares him off, and then that's how the match ended. Because, damn, that was awesome. And then I watched Tyson Fury versus Braun Strowman.
Okay, cool.
And that one was a legit wrestling match.
Like they did power bombs and shit.
Brock Lesnar fucking
it turns out Cable
Esquez
got hurt.
I want to see wrestling moves. Did someone jump off the top rope?
Not really, because they're too big. But Cain Velasquez is actually injured. That's why they did that with the match. That first match.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he did surgery. So they had to improvise. Stupid. And they made it so it would continue. But like they added like the Rey Mysterio stuff continue with that so they can continue everything. And then they had Fury versus Strowman, and Fury won the match by countout. And that was great. They were just beating the crap out of each other.
That's crazy.
It was a good show. And then the demon wrestler, who wears like a demon mask, Bray Wyatt, won the Universal title. So then they switched titles on the brands because Brock Lesnar went on SmackDown 2 days later. He's like, screw this place. I'm going to Raw. That's what he said.
So like, hey, why do all the big names do that, though?
Shows. That's why they had the one guy, the demon guy, win the title. So Lesnar could switch from SmackDown to Raw because SmackDown's ratings are going like in the toilet.
Yeah.
Just like the Bengals and the Browns. Sorry, Ohio State fans.
Yeah.
And maybe the Cowboys. This messing with BB right now. Seriously, it was a good show, though. I recommend it. It's the best wrestling show I've seen in a while.
I don't like that shit, bro. That's cheap.
I don't like either, bro.
Like the Floyd Mayweather and the fucking McGregor.
Yeah,
or the Big Show.
I mean,
Floyd can do what he want to do, but I don't feel like he should have had to take them fights to prove his point. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't think he did it for those reasons, but just the hype of it. You know what I'm saying? When people think about that shit, I don't feel like they should, because that's not his sport. And then this nigga Brock Lesnar coming to wrestling, putting niggas in Kimuras, making them tap out.
That was the best match on the show.
Under 2 minutes.
Oh. I want to see
where's
wrestling.
The show?
Where's the show?
Speaking of that, I got to talk about the LeBron James of wrestling. AJ Styles, the best wrestler in the world.
Nice.
Put on the best match of the show. He's a LeBron of wrestling. If you don't know AJ Styles,
he's a bad motherfucker.
Get woke. This guy. He broke his ankle during the match, right? He did a complete... This dude is in like a tables on a chairs, right? He broke his ankle. He jumps onto the top rope, does a 360 splash onto the floor perfectly, jumping on a hurt ankle. That's what I'm like. That's the best wrestler in the world right now.
That's all
I got to say.
How tall is this dude? He got to be like 5'2".
John Cena... Jesse tried to do this dude into like a set of, like the stairs, right? You know how they do it back in the 90s? Like,
yeah.
You know, the stairs?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
fucking guy, he dodges it. He just sidesteps it. He's like, like the Kim and Matambo shaking his finger.
No.
Damn, this dude just trolled John Cena. He made John Cena become actually invisible.
Wow.
He was that woke. And speaking of things invisible, what do y'all think about the U.S. killing ISIS leader al-Baghdadi? In a raid with dogs, we had helicopters, we had missile launchers.
I never know what to believe anymore. That's all I have to say.
What do you believe about Rage Against the Machine coming back at Coachella next year? I think we should go to that, man.
Dude, do the podcast there.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm going to Stagecoach next week, though.
Have you ever been to a Coachella? Anybody?
I haven't. I've been to Stagecoach. That's country music.
Let's go! Do the podcast at Coachella. Let's do it.
That sounds lit.
Guess what? The last time I went to Coachella, do you know who headlined?
Who?
Katy Perry.
Rage Against the Machine.
And it did what they told you.
Yes!
And it did what they told you.
I have to go. I have to go. It's a reunion of me and my fucking best show band of all time, 12 years later.
That's
and those who died.
I was at Coachella 2007 with shout out nice. Victoria. We camped for 3 days, slept there. Amazing, dude. Bjork, Peaches, Wolf Mother, Silver Song Pickups, nice. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Beastie Boys, Daft Punk.
Oh man, Daft Punk.
Incredible show. Headlined by Rage Against the Machine. That doesn't play a lot of fucking shows. That's hard to see live. That's really fucking special.
That's crazy.
And they fucking killed it. Killed it.
Nice.
It changed my life.
Yeah, I'm going to Stagecoach the week after that.
Oh, that's sick.
We got
read some of the bangers. Read the bangers.
Who the headliners are.
Bangers.
On Friday night, they got Thomas Rhett,
Okay.
Brett Young.
Lame.
My favorite country singer, Dustin Lynch.
Hella good.
Then we got Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy.
Morgan Wallen.
Legend.
Lil Nas X.
Sick!
That's night one.
Whoa.
Night two, we got Carrie Underwood.
Sick.
Okay. Dan Plushay, who was singing with Boyz II Men.
Okay.
Route 91 the year before the shooting.
And the main man.
My favorite, who I got the nudie shirt with, Midland.
Who?
I love that shirt. They
who?
Got like a nudie shirt.
Who?
Midland.
Midland.
Like country band, yeah. Midland. ZZ Top is playing.
Wow.
Low Cash.
Wow.
Tanya Tucker and one of the African-American country singers, former co-host of Doctor of the Racist, but I'm a fan of this guy, Jimmy Allen. I saw him a few weeks ago with a certain person who I said screw up with. And then on Sunday, the headliner, we got Eric Church, Alan Jackson, with John Party.
Sick.
Brian Adams is playing.
Ooh.
Washed
Chris
up.
Lane and Riley Green.
Fell off.
Yeah, but like, man, they got Brian
But
Adams.
The headliners are sick. Like, the headliners are sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, seriously, they got, man, they got everybody playing, man. Everybody, like.
I like ZZ Top. Can anybody name a ZZ Top song?
What was that one? Oh, shit. It was, crap.
Can't do
it's
it.
It's the one about the lowrider. Right?
No, they don't do that song.
Oh, shit, they don't.
I'll tell you some cool stuff about ZZ Top. Ready? So ZZ Top, it's three guys. The drummer's last name is Beard, and he's the only one without a beard. The ZZ in ZZ Top stands for zigzags.
Uh-huh.
And it stands for rolling papers.
Right.
Zigzags and tops.
You know what zigzags
and that
is.
Was the original name of their band. Was Zigzags and Tops.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Just after papers. And
oh,
they
LaGrange.
Changed it to ZZ Top. LaGrange is a great one.
That's what I
thought. How.
Did they get sued?
Yeah.
That's why they had to change their name?
No, they changed it before anything ever happened.
Oh, okay. Nice.
They use quarters instead of guitar picks. Mm. And that's how they kind of get that metal sound out of the guitars.
That's hella control. Bro, you gotta have hella control with the quarter.
It's round and tough.
It's not moving.
It's hard on your strings.
It's not moving. You gotta pull it forward and back.
They're from Dallas, Texas. And they're fucking awesome.
What are you talking about here? Music or something else?
Okay. Woo!
I should go to Rick Florimo right now. Woo! Woo! Here's what's gonna happen. This podcast is better than every other podcast in this nation.
I don't give a
We got $100 lizard shoes. We got $600 watches.
Limousine!
We got
red. No,
we got women.
Style!
We don't even need to work out.
Profile!
Here's what happened. We got women.
Tell
them. My workout is kicking 15 women out of my bed at the end of the night.
Oh!
That's my workout. We got... Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna take over Las Vegas. We're the best podcast in Las Vegas, okay? I'm gonna do the Ric Flair.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Promo right
Keep
now.
Going. Turn it up. Turn
okay.
it up.
Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna take over Las Vegas. We got. Here's what's gonna happen. If you're 5'5", 5'6", blonde, brunette, redhead, you belong to Joker Yen. If you're 5'6", 5'7", blonde, brunette, redhead, Asian, white, Hispanic, Latina. You belong to Smooth It On. It belongs to myself and King Kyle.
Wait a minute.
We're going to take over the town.
Wait a second.
We're the ladies' men in this town.
Women love this
And
show.
All you women belong to one of us.
Women love this show.
Single women.
Women love the show.
Hey, man.
I screwed up the joke.
No, it's really good. It's
I'm
really
choosing,
good. I like
man.
It.
Oh, my God.
I'm choosing,
I got to see you guys in Ric Flair Marriott in room 506. And, like, we took over the hotel room, right? They were hollering and screaming. We were all hollering and screaming. And then they yelled, stop! I can't take it anymore. That's the other podcast listening to us. They can't take it anymore because we're better than them. That was you on the podcast. And I was like, I got the audio of this stuff, man.
It's really good. It's really good. It's gold.
Right
it's radio gold.
Well, what do you think about My Chemical Romance coming back next year?
Is it real?
Yep,
real. I heard it could be fake.
It's not fake.
Bro,
it's real.
They doing that. They doing
My Chemical Romance is back.
Sounds like a cash grab, but I'm with it. They coming to Vegas?
I hope so.
I heard there's like a LA date, but then I heard that it wasn't even real.
Too.
The first time I saw someone post something about it, I laughed at it because I thought it was fake. Because I went to Ticketmaster and it was like, it's not real. But it might have changed.
Anyway, I got the Ric Flair.
Dude, turn like the right, the bottom right at the tip of the red.
Here it is, right here. Ric Flair. This is the Marriott room 506.
We were all howling, screaming. We were raising the roof. And all of a sudden, all the girls hollered, "Stop! We can't take anymore." That was you, Nikita.
That's how I feel like. Hey, that's how I feel like.
That's where I got it from, man. I was listening to that like a day ago. That's where I got the Marriott.
He's the best. He's the best. He's the king.
I would be on the shit that he on.
His daughter's the best. Female wrestler of all time. Charlotte Flair, she's the greatest female wrestler of all time. Goat ass family. And Ric Flair Drip is probably my favorite song by Migos. Greatest of all time.
Bro, best wrestling era of all time.
Of all
I don't think that shit even gonna get any better than what it was, bro.
Do you have a favorite wrestler of all time? Go. Flair. Of all time.
Flair and Savage.
Rob Van Dam.
Flair and Savage? Those are bomb answers.
And then Steve Austin, number three.
Wow, that's another GOAT.
Those are my top.
What'd you say?
Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam.
RVD.
RVD.
Hey, walk.
You can see this walk from
I think everything you said was great, but I would have to put for my number one. I agree with your order, Doctor. Except I would put my number one as Shawn Michaels. He's my favorite of all time.
I'll take it back. I'll give a top five. Not in any order.
Shawn Michaels is my favorite
Savage,
of all time.
Flair, Austin, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Dude, damn, listen no to me. Triple listen H. to me. Listen to me. Here's my argument. Ready? A mic drop. His theme music, the first 4 seconds,
is just a girl
having an orgasm over a drum buildup.
It goes sensational, Sherry.
They think I'm cute.
But the
first 4 seconds is just a girl coming, and I go, "This is the greatest wrestler of all time." Mic drop.
And then he like backed it up in the ring.
Dude, and it would come out of nowhere. There would be a wrestling match, and it would just be.
Yeah, thank you. Cute.
They know I'm sexy. Got the moves. That drives the girls wild.
Thank you. Oh man. Degeneration X.
Another great song. Okay, what are the best intros of all time?
Best intro. NWO.
NWO.
Bow.
No. What about that Val Venus?
Hello,
ladies. Stone Cold is Breaking Glass.
That was the hardest.
It's all about your first 3 seconds. It's about your first 3 seconds. To let the whole crowd know instantly. Yeah!
The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah. Hulk it was Hogan just a too. Rock song. Hulk Hogan. Good
it
one.
It comes crushing down Do you know, and hurts inside.
Do you know who did that song?
Jimmy Mouse Southard and Rick Derringer, I think.
100% right. Wow, that's actually rare knowledge. Way to fucking go, Doctor. Shout out, Doctor, on calling that. Rick Derringer did the Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. Great legend rock and roll.
Okay. Oh, he did the Demolition song. That's another one. Demolition.
Yep.
Here comes the smash. Real demolition. Gonna destroy it.
Bro.
Loud guitars.
I can just see you at
and
the
And it has like nothing but atomic bombs going off in the music video. Yeah, like literally, it's nothing but atomic bomb test footage from like the 50s as their music video.
So
and then
sick.
Like beating the shit out of people. There's like some like skinny dude. There's like pummeling them, like both of them, like punch him in the head, and then it goes back to an atomic bomb. That's like their whole, and they do like the axe drop, the demolition device or whatever. Like
yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah! And then it shows, like, more atomic bombs going off. There's houses being destroyed. Then destroying people. Then more atomic bombs going off. Like, seriously, every time I like the Road Warriors, right? I love the Road Warriors too, but man, I love Demolition Man. They dress like they.
How does
like,
a nuclear bomb work?
I don't know. It's like some ask the Albert Einstein, but I'll say this much: they dress like I was just saying about this Demolition Man. Right? My soliloquy I was going on, right? Don't they look like two dudes who'd be like at one of them like dungeons or whatever, like the outfits?
It
like,
doesn't like, blow up. It nukes. Or whatever.
Okay, so if Albert Einstein figured out how to think about what kind of technology we're working with in 1940s, right?
That's what like kind black of and white TVs,
right? What kind of technology are you talking about in 1940s? If Albert Einstein is building nuclear bombs and we are dropping nukes on Japan,
yeah.
What? Don't you think a guy who's at UNLV in Chemistry 1 could make it in a lab in 2019?
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, he would be able to...
Doesn't he look like dominatrix, like dudes? Or...
Do you think they have, like, nuclear bullets?
Dominatrix type stuff, man. Come on, man. Look at this.
Bro, it's awesome.
I think they got lasers.
Lasers?
Lasers.
Yeah.
No, they got nukes.
The ones, yeah, Fox from Super Smash Bros. To shoot you with.
What if you had just little drones, and they could do all kinds of stuff? They could do surveillance. They could follow people. But at the end of the day, there's just a tiny little nuke in there, and they could take down an entire skyscraper.
They already got this.
Nuke or
stick. That's what I'm saying. Don't you think they would already have that?
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
Which is probably easy now for them, right? In 2019.
Like.
I know. Okay, so here's what little I know about it. I know that you need to find uranium, and uranium, I guess, is like everywhere. People can find uranium, and you enrich uranium somehow through some sort of process of grinding it or moving it through, whatever. You enrich uranium, and you can make it radioactive, and if you do something to it, it turns into a star on Earth.
And star on Earth.
It does. That's like literally what it is. Like it's a nuclear reaction. It makes it. It's like how the sun was made. Implodes. It's called an atom bomb. It molecular structure changes, and it makes a little black hole, and everything in Earth gets sucked into it, and it makes an explosion so big that it can blow up an entire island with one bomb.
That works.
It's not really like a traditional bomb. It doesn't have like an explosive. It's literally like a nuclear reaction. It's an atom bomb. It does something where the molecular compound, whatever it is, it makes a chain reaction that makes how the sun is born.
The bottom line is, we can take motherfuckers out.
Yeah.
At the push of a button.
Don't you think they could probably make little miniature versions of it now? Someone could have like a nuke in their pocket now, right?
Hell no. That's too dangerous to even walk around with.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think nobody's just trying to walk around with a fucking
of dangerous things,
piece of nuke in their
pocket. It's a nice segue into one of our topics. A study shows men with psychopathic traits are more attractive than women. What do y'all think about that? That interested me. That's what I figured.
You know what? That's what women love most about me, so I agree with it.
We got Joker Yam. I agree with
the crazier I am, the more women seem to go for me. The more, like, normal and try to button it up and want to be, like, the man in their life, the more they're like, what? Whatever.
Yeah, the more they don't care.
Perfect story for this, bro.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I'm at work today.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in a car, cooling, just pulling up. I look in my rearview mirror, it's a nigga and a bitch. They arguing. No race intention. But they arguing.
About what?
Fucking, I don't know about what.
Yeah, you can't tell.
The moral of the story is, bro threw a drink on her.
Shut up. She was in and you're watching this in the rearview?
Watching, and I got the windows cracked. They was already cracked when I pulled up.
She was just chilling and you ended up in the middle
of
like a...
Bro, she putting the baby in the back seat. Look. She putting the baby in the back seat. He throwing a drink on her. Boom. The baby,
what?
The drink supposedly splashed all over the baby, splashed all over her. And she's like, you're serious? You're going to throw a fucking drink? You know how females do. Boo, boo, boo. Okay,
yeah.
So he turned up. Get your ass in this fucking car. She's like, you're not driving nowhere in my fucking car. Woo. So boom. He started yelling at her. She get in the front seat, say some other shit, she get in the car, fool. Whole time she was outside the car, she yelling, I'm not going no fucking where. Oh, you can't make me go nowhere. We not driving in this fucking car. You threw a drink in my face. Woo-woo. She got in the car, and they drove off. and they kissed before they left.
What?
Wow.
Yes.
Damn.
Wilding the fuck out.
No, it's like how we are right now. It kind of works.
But is, yeah, is love real?
With the right person, I can see it, yeah.
Is love real, Swoo?
Yeah, bro.
What is love?
It's a feeling.
It's opposite hate.
It's
according to the thesaurus, you know what I mean?
When you can love the worst about a person.
Okay, so listen.
Okay.
I think love...
Not the music channel.
I think love is like a title we've given when I'm psychologically attached to someone. Like, I've become so... Okay, I'm just saying.
You become birth of love.
I'm looking at it like a science way.
Yeah.
Because love is formally looked at as a magic way. Like a magic feeling. Like a magical bond. Right. But I'm saying, like, if I was going to watch two people and put them in a room together, and it's a boy and a girl, and slowly they start to like each other, I could, like, calculate, look, he likes this person. I see it's that.
But you don't just...
Is love magic?
The person that you're in love with, you don't just... You can spend time away from them and still, you know what I'm saying? You feel how you feel, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but that's a psychological feel. That's a feeling you're talking about. It can be like measured and calculated.
You still put them in a room. You don't have you don't have to be around each other. People not see each other for
give
years.
Me anything,
and fucking,
give me any situation.
You know, like we're talking about wrestling. Reminds me of brother love. Be like, I love you. Yeah. I mean, that's what makes me think of, man.
But like, people be away for years and come back to their significant other if they really, you know what I'm saying, love that person.
Because they're psychologically attached to them.
Yeah.
And I don't possess that.
They don't mean they psychologically possess.
So then why do they do it? You're saying it's a magical feeling?
Yeah, I feel like it's
so there is magic to love. Love is magic.
Sometimes people's minds and their hearts be in different places, bro.
Yeah, well,
your mind can know the person is not what you need and you love them and you still want to.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's another thing.
Your literal mind is telling you not to fuck with this bitch and you still going to fuck with her.
Well,
because you're psychologically infatuated.
No.
That's what I think.
It's love.
And so what is love? When you go, no, it's love.
It's
and
a feeling, an emotion. It's a
magic. I'm giving you an emotional answer. The emotional answer would be psychologically you want that person because you crave
it's
it
coming
like
from
a cigarette.
The heart.
Well, it's coming from more ways
I'm
than
glad
one.
He said that. Listen,
it's coming
listen.
From more ways than one.
The soul.
Okay, continue. Ryan has an interjection right here.
Your souls have exchanged. You've exchanged energies.
I'm so glad you said that. I want the floor. He said you feel it in the heart and the soul has the energy. I'm glad he said that. Because here's all I'm saying. You say it's the heart and the soul.
Right.
I say it's the brain.
Okay.
I don't think the heart does anything but pump blood. You're telling me the heart possesses a magical ability to attach itself to someone. I say that's simply not true. I'm saying brain. You're saying heart.
The heart and the soul.
The heart and soul. I say it's not the heart and soul. I say it's the brain. And I say 100 years from now, for sure, everyone will know it's the brain and not
the
heart.
If it feels the brain, you can fall in love with another person all the time.
Let me.
But I figured it out. That's why I never fall in love.
Let me combine
because I feel
all
like
ideas.
I do.
You can't stop it though. You love somebody.
I can't. I don't love anyone. I don't love anybody.
You can't.
I don't. I don't love anybody.
Cat.
I swear. I'm saying it right now on air. I don't love anybody.
You don't love.
No,
girl.
I don't love anybody.
Any girl you ever fucked with in your past that you wasn't level, you don't love them anymore.
I don't love them. No.
Even
I don't love a single person.
Why?
Yet,
because I figured out what love is and I purged it.
You know what's saying that?
Why?
His brain.
Yes.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
His heart is saying something else.
I'm saying.
Woo!
I
love this!
I'm saying you both are right. let me interject here. You both are right.
I love this.
It's not just brain.
This is great for me.
It's a combination of the three.
Thank you.
It's brain.
Heart. It's not just brain and not like brain.
No. It's brain, heart, and groin. Okay, that's all you gotta know.
Oh, doctor, that is such a brilliant call.
That's an intro.
Oh my gosh, say it again.
Brain,
what is it?
Heart, and groin.
Brain, heart, and groin.
That's
the formula for love. Give me my guitar. We figured it out, Kyle.
Hey, that's why I'm here.
We figured it out.
The three things figured out. What do y'all think?
Brain, heart, and groin.
What do y'all think about
that's love.
Corner Breaking Benjamin headline.
That's what I need to figure out. I only have brain and groin. Swoof right.
Bro, you got a heart too.
The heart is letting myself believe in the feeling that I'm.
The heart is the feeling.
Well, I'm looking over here.
No, that's the brain.
That's the brain. I'm over here at Ryan. What do y'all think about Friday actor John Witherspoon dying at age 77? He's Pops.
Whoa. Moment of silence.
Yeah, moment of silence for Pops.
In a bang, bang, bang.
Man, shout out.
Man, I'm taking my mail over there, and then this dog. I hate the dog.
Put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby.
Man, shout out, Emmy.
Don't go in there about 30, 45 minutes.
Man, you gotta take him, and you grab him, and you squeeze him. And then you throw the dog. That's why I'm helping him, man. I hate the dog.
Man, you know what? I wish he was in more movies, bro. I wish he was in more movies.
That's true, but at the same time,
the shit he was
doing
was
less
classic.
Movies and making your shit right. count makes you more legendary.
That's true.
Don't burn yourself out like a Nick Cage or some
that's
bullshit.
That's true. Because his shit is
Nick
classic.
Cage could be a legend, and he's
he's a legend, all right, in memes.
Pissing on it.
All his shit is classic, bro.
Hey, what do y'all think about this Day in Vegas festival that's happening right now? The
it's going
festival.
Crazy.
I can hear it live from my house. Somebody shaking my house every night.
Yeah. I went to one of the side-off local shows the other night. They were, like, filming a video there. It was so much fun. It was the day after Halloween. Shout out Halloween. And the spiderwebs were still all up.
Yeah.
And it made the mosh pit so fun. Because everyone was grabbing the webs. And,
nice.
Bringing all kinds of props into the mosh pit. Pumpkins, balloons, inflatables.
Well, speaking of like mosh pits, what do you think about Korn and Breaking Benjamin headlining a tour next year and Ozzy's new album?
You know, I fucking love it, dude. First of all, right off the bat, let me say Korn has the greatest opening song ever written of all time. Blind!
Are you ready?
Yes, and then Ozzy, what were we saying about Ozzy?
Yeah,
Ozzy's doing something?
Out,
shut up.
Next year, yeah.
Dude, I don't know, but that sounds dope. I also heard that Rage is not only playing shows, but Knight might be putting out new music.
Album, yes.
You heard that too?
Yep.
Do you think that's true?
I think it is true.
Dude, a new Rage Against the Machine song? How cool would that be?
No.
What do you think it is?
I think it's probably some anti-Trump, probably.
That would be so cool.
Well, speaking of that, we're in our politics section. Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the presidential race. Trump moved from New York to Florida. And the House passes a resolution to impeach Donald Trump.
Is that real news? Talk about it last time?
Bringing up because of Raging the Machine.
They're just doing it.
That's what they're going to be singing about.
That's true. That is true.
Bro, they didn't wait a whole
shout out
4 years to do this shit.
Oh, shout out to BB, too.
Shout out BB and Stacy. And Emmy.
One thing I gotta bring up real quick. I've been thinking about it for like 3 weeks. I saw this horror movie. It's called Cooties. It's called Cooties. And we're gonna do shout outs after this. It's a horror movie called Cooties. It's about these teachers, right? And they're teaching summer school.
Okay.
And there's like infected chicken nuggets.
Oh, fuck.
At the school. So all the kids start turning into zombies, except for like the one kid. And then like, there's like one kid and the teachers. Like, seriously, it's all the white kids getting crazy. It's the one mixed race kid, right? He's like adopted or whatever. It's just him and the teachers against the zombie kids. And all like a bunch of rich white kids, right?
Okay.
So like they're hiding out in the room. They're like kids biting people, like turning into like infected other zombies or whatever. But like anybody who's like past a certain age does not get infected. So then the parents start coming.
Okay.
The kids start picking up. Start attacking the parents who they're trying to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
And like killing them. So then like the teachers gotta like fight out of the school. They end up like getting out of the school and they're going to like some other town. The same thing's going on there. So they end up like getting like a freaking like a Chuck E. Cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's like the final showdown, like the Chuck E. Cheese. Then they gotta escape like out of like, I think it's like in Ohio or wherever. They gotta like end up in the middle of nowhere.
That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, that movie's, I'll recommend this movie. It's awesome.
That's
it's
funny.
Hilarious. There's some great comedy. There's Elijah Wood from Lord of the Rings.
Grab a beer, Kyle.
That sounds like some scary teacher shit.
It's a good
Thank
movie,
you.
Though. It's funny
nice.
As hell. I gotta recommend Cooties.
shout-outs.
And we're going to do our shout-outs. We're going to start off with Rob Tyler Ryan, since he just opened up a Modelo. So
quick little closing thing, too. Kyle wanted me to talk about Flat Earth, and whether we talked about it or not, I just want to say the world might be flat. The world might be round. We might be in a box. We might be in a bubble. Either way, we ain't going to change it. Be nice to each other and have a great fucking life while you're here. That's the only thing we're sure about.
Or we might be in a matrix.
Even if we're in the matrix, be fucking nice to each other and make it fucking an awesome matrix then. Okay? I love everyone. I love Swoop. I love the doc. I love Kyle. Thanks for having me, guys. Shout out to everyone who watched the Instagram live with me and stuff. That was fun to try. Kyle's talking about putting in cameras, so I was just doing a little practice.
You did.
I love you guys so much.
See ya. Don, your turn for shout outs.
I want to shout out the Kings Without Crowns podcast because we did it again. You already know what it is. What episode is this? 112?
Yeah, 112, yeah.
112.
Holla, holla. And we're going to shout out the people here last week because they're awesome. Continue to shout out to us, Sweet Don. You shout out anybody else?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Kings Without Crowns podcast. I said 112, episode 112, like peaches and cream. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the squad. Shout out to the fam. Shout out to the ladies. Shout out to my lady.
Yeah, I'm also going to shout out. I'm going to shout out all them fine women that are listening to this show right now because we all love you. We love them femininas.
Cal want us to shout out some niggas we don't even know. Three niggas. Shout out three niggas.
Shout out three niggas we don't know. One named John. Actually, we know John. John's a legit skater. Remember I skated with John? I did the piranha flip. And then
Hey, bro.
He did the nollie backside 360.
Hey, that nigga John can fucking skate.
Hey, if he told you he won a tournament, he's lying to you.
For real?
Shout out John. But you don't gotta lie.
Why you think he lied? He was busting moves.
He's busting moves and busting nuts.
He was landing moves.
No, he didn't win a tournament.
Why you say that?
I'm gonna shout out the femininas who are listening. I love all them
he
women.
He won. Well,
why you think he didn't win a tournament?
I'm shout out the Philadelphia Eagles for beating the Bears today. I'm gonna shout out the Browns. For your fans being awesome at the bar, even though y'all got your butts kicked by a bunch of bombs in Denver.
Man.
I'm going to shout out them fine white women that I'll be hanging out with today and my friend BB.
For real, thank you so much for listening, listeners.
And I'm also going to shout out King Kyle, Swooted On, Rockstar Ryan.
And shout out Modelo, to you for not
Budweiser,
bringing us through.
Whatever he's smoking.
Swoo
and
has your side, ladies.
Veterans Day,
listen
I got
for
a 3-day weekend next week. Peace and hate, peeps. Peace and hate.